first-person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Ogakasi questions loyalty.
Loyalty is a good thing, especially when it concerns our nation. The roots of the word loyal can be traced back to loi, the French word for law, and to all, meaning a whole unit made up of many. The word one also means a whole unit, although in opposition to many. We might well ask then, should our loyalty be given to the idea of one or to the idea of all? This question leads to the subject of loyalty to the United States, whose motto is E pluribus unum, all for one or one for all. The United States stands for one nation indivisible. So too, one and all stand for indivisible ideas or notions. You can't divide either one or all without destroying them and ending up with two or more. Is the nation we call the United States a daring attempt to unite one and all as one for all and all for one? What about party loyalty? Does party loyalty contribute to political unity? We who live in the United States need to examine that question, especially since it is so politicized. Party loyalty seems to cause conflict until and unless both sides appreciate that those differences of opinion actually challenge us to find a common ground. Right now, the search for common ground demands our undivided attention.
Olga Kasi shared many of her stories on First Person Singular. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.